Where do you hail from?
I'm originally from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. And then what other stations have you been posted at before?
I was on the Dallas in Charleston, South Carolina. Went to the, which was a 378. Went to the Monomoy. Forward deployed in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom as XO. Went to the Coast Guard Seneca out of Boston, Massachusetts. Then I got assigned to the Chandelure as the CO.
So it sounds like this is your first tour in Alaska, right?
It is, yes.
Okay, did you get assigned to the Chandelure before or after the renovation?
I've been on board for a year. So my first year was in Miami, delivered her to the renovation, and then worked on other cutters out of Miami until picking her back up to bring her up here.
Okay, so are you going to be with the vessel now for the beginning of its tour in Ketchikan?
Yes, I'll be here for the next 2 years.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the vessel. What's been done to it to fix it up?
She got most of her, a lot of hull work and a lot of metal replacement done on her since she is 20-plus years old. She also got upgraded electronics packages. We got some updated navigation capabilities as well as making sure that we had the latest in technology on board for the radios and communication gear.
So it's a 25-year-old vessel, but this sounds like just kind of a standard upgrade overhaul.
It was a major refit. It took 9 months. The premise of it was to strip everything out of it and put everything new back in to make her last longer. We were up there during part of it, and literally the only thing left on board was the kitchen sink. Everything else it was taken out, and they put it all back together.
Engines, generators,
piping, wiring, everything was taken out, and they put all new piping, wiring, and they replaced the parts of the hull that needed replacement, and they replaced the entire aluminum on the main deck.
Okay. So it sounds like the hull itself still has quite a few number of years yet to go, right?
Yes, the hull is designed to last for many years to come.
Tell me about the Island class. We've seen a couple of other Island class cutters around. There's the Liberty out here, and then there's the Anacapa, and then also the Nashon. Tell me a little bit about the boat itself. What's it designed for?
It's a 110-foot patrol boat. We're designed to do coastal search and rescue, law enforcement, anything from fishing boat towing up to picking people up out of the water right of their boats have sunk from them. Capable of going out in rather decent-sized seas, but only in the coastal waters.
I imagine you probably heard a little bit about this from maybe your superiors, but there was some sort of criticism leveled at the Coast Guard. When the Acushnet was decommissioned, it was a medium endurance cutter, 213 feet, and there were some folks that said, really? You're sending up the Chandelure? It's only a 110-footer. It's not going to be able to make it out there too far in the Gulf.
We have a different mission than the Acushnet. We're going to focus more on the southeast of Alaska. The Acushnet had a lot of focus on the offshore fishing fleets, so we will be more in the inside pass doing the missions that the 110s have been doing and patrolling the waters down here. So we'll have a more immediate impact to the people in the southeast Alaska.
What about the missions of the former Acushnet? Is that going to be covered by the new high endurance cutter class?
I'm not sure about what the Coast Guard's plan with that is, but we're up here to supplement the 110 fleet and not replace the missions that the Acushnet was.
Okay. And you got 18 guys and gals on board, right?
We have a crew of 17. We have racks for 18 on board.
Everybody's going to be based in Ketchikan, right?
Yes.
Okay. What was the idea of coming back up here to Juneau before heading back down to Ketchikan?
Come up here to Juneau just to allow the sector and the people of the district to welcome us here and make sure that we can have the crew actually see the people we're going to be working for.
Probably a little bit of familiarization crews too, right?
Yes.
Has anybody been stationed here in Alaska?
We do have a few people on board have been stationed here in Alaska. My chief and my XO are coming from the Alex Haley and the Monroe out of Kodiak, as well as some of my other petty officers on board have been stationed in Ketchikan before. My BM1 is coming from the base there. My EM1 is coming from the Anthony Petit.